That's it. So, we've seen David burst out in song, showing love, shining lightness, and now finally we see him sharing life. If God's people, the church here at EBC, behave like this, something will happen. Not only is this life that God gives us a life of quantity, it's also a life of amazing quality. David says, for there God bestows his blessing. Even life forevermore. We have it now. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shouldn't perish, but have eternal life. A life of quantity, but also a life of quality. So David finishes his psalm with this matchless blessing from God. The Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. I must conclude. The saddest thing I have to tell you is this concord that David was so thrilled about, like more recent concords in the picture on the right, passed rather quickly and soon disappeared. Within a few years of writing this psalm, David's two sons, Absalom and Amnon, fell out, and Absalom killed his brother. And then David died, and Solomon came to the throne and built the most magnificent temple. He thought the place was far more important than the people. And as a result, they had a beautiful building, but the people were completely divided again. And as soon as Solomon died, the kingdom was divided and split into two. We had Israel and we had Judah. And the tribes have never been together again for 3,000 years. And the Jewish people have longed and still long for a Messiah. They long for another king like David. But something even more tragic. The son of David came. And we read John chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. But you know, the son of David is still creating that new family of brothers and sisters today. Just before he died, Jesus prayed that amazing prayer. He prayed firstly for himself, secondly for his disciples, and then, as we had read to us, he prayed for all those who believe in him today. The burden of his prayer in John chapter 17. My prayer is not for them alone, but yes, that they may be one. And on the day of Pentecost, his prayer was answered. They were in one place, But that wasn't enough. They were in one accord. And there, God ordered his blessing. There were no barriers, no suspicions, no bitterness, no resentment, no criticism, no grumbling. Just 120 people gathered together in one place, and the Holy Spirit came. The fire fell, and Peter said, "Don't you know that God has poured this out?" Very words used in Psalm 133. So, is there any hint in the New Testament of the ingredients that need to be added to the Holy Spirit to anoint his people, to anoint you and me to be the priests of God? Yes, there are. And I'll go through them with you. And you'll be pleased to know there's just 24. 24 more points. Okay. We'll read them and then we'll finish. The Bible says, love one another. Be kindly affectioned one to another. In honor, prefer one another. Have oneness of mind. Edify one another. Receive each other. Admonish one another. Salute one another. Care for one another. Serve one another. Bear one another's burdens. Be forbearing to each other. Be kind to each other. Submit to each other. Esteem others better than yourselves. Forgive one another. Abound in love to each other. Comfort one another. Consider one another. Confess your faults to one another. Pray for each other. Be hospitable to each other. Refrain from judging each other. And restore one another when fallen. 24 ingredients. You know, we're called to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Together at Enfield Baptist Church, let's make a new beginning. Let's dwell together in unity. Let's not fall out over little things and bitterness divide. And then people will say of us, look at that. It's something that's good and pleasant at the same time. Those Christians there, the brothers and sisters together, they're friends. And how good it is to see brothers and sisters living together in unity. Let's do that. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing a song now. Build your kingdom here. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand. Heal our streets and land. See your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here, we pray.